This is GMJ Audio from the Georgian Medical Journal News. Resistance training protects brain health through vascular and cognitive pathways, new evidence shows. Editorially reviewed by Prof. Georgi Piakadze, MD, MPH, PhD, GMJ News Desk. Strength training influences brain health through measurable biological pathways, including endothelial function, neurotrophic factor signaling, and blood-brain barrier integrity, according to research by Allison, Betty, Rourke and colleagues published in 2025. Greater muscle strength is consistently associated with lower risk of Alzheimer's disease and dementia, not through direct muscle-brain connection, but through systemic remodeling of vascular and neurological support systems. Key takeaways: resistance training modifies cerebrovascular function, endothelial health, and cerebral blood flow. Critical infrastructure for cognitive protection. Strength exercise influences neurotrophic factors, white matter preservation, and inflammatory balance, all linked to Alzheimer's pathology and cognitive resilience. Real-world effectiveness depends on program adoption, adherence, and feasibility, not just the biological mechanism. 7 biological pathways through which resistance training influences brain health: endothelial function, neurotrophic factors, blood-brain barrier integrity, white matter preservation, amyloid tau accumulation, inflammation antioxidant balance, and cognition memory function. 7 neural and vascular mechanisms linking resistance training to brain protection. Biological pathways influenced by strength exercise and cognitive aging, endothelial function and cerebral blood flow. 100% neurotrophic factor signaling, 95%, white matter preservation, 88%, blood-brain barrier integrity, 85%, inflammation antioxidant balance, 80%, amyloid and tau pathology, 72%, cognition and memory, 65%. Source: Allison et al., 2025. Based on research mechanisms in cerebrovascular and cognitive neuroprotection. Georgian Medical Journal, News: How resistance training remodels brain vascular health. Resistance exercise produces acute and chronic changes in endothelial function, the health of the cells lining blood vessels, which directly affects cerebral blood flow and oxygen delivery to neural tissue. According to Allison, Betty, Rourke, and colleagues, strength training stimulates the production of nitric oxide and other vasodilators that maintain the responsiveness of cerebral vasculature, a process critical for protecting against age-related cognitive decline. This mechanism is particularly relevant for aging populations, where cerebrovascular dysfunction precedes and accelerates neurodegenerative pathology. See more clinical evidence on exercise physiology, neurotrophic signaling, and neural repair. The growth factor cascade: strength training triggers the release of neurotrophic factors, growth molecules that enable brain repair, neural adaptation, and memory consolidation. Brain-derived neurotrophic factor, BDNF, insulin-like growth factor 1, IGF-1, and vascular endothelial growth factor, VEGF, all increase in response to resistance exercise, creating an internal environment conducive to neuroprotection. The 2025 research emphasizes that these factors work synergistically to reduce amyloid beta and tau protein accumulation, hallmark pathological features of Alzheimer's disease, while simultaneously preserving white matter tract integrity, the structural wiring that maintains cognitive speed and fluid reasoning. This suggests that resistance training functions as a preventive intervention, not merely through temporary cardiovascular improvement, but through sustained molecular signaling that opposes neurodegenerative cascade pathways. Muscle strength as a biomarker of cognitive reserve. Greater muscular strength has emerged as a consistent epidemiological marker of lower dementia risk across diverse populations, yet the association is not direct. Instead, Allison and colleagues argue that strength serves as a proxy for systemic health. Lower inflammation, better metabolic regulation, preserved barrier function, and sustained neurotrophic signaling. Individuals with higher muscle mass and strength typically maintain more robust cerebrovascular function, fewer blood-brain barrier disruptions, and greater resistance to both amyloid accumulation and inflammatory cytokine elevation. This framing reorients dementia prevention from a cognitive problem to a systems biology problem, maintaining whole-body physiological resilience through resistance-based movement. Explore global aging and dementia prevention strategies. Greater muscle strength is consistently associated with lower Alzheimer's and dementia risk, not because muscles and memory are directly connected, but because resistance training remodels the systems that support brain health through endothelial function, neurotrophic signaling, barrier integrity, and inflammatory control. Allison EY, Betty AM, Rourke AJ, and colleagues. Implementation challenges, from mechanism to real-world adherence. Understanding the neuroprotective mechanisms of resistance training is necessary but insufficient. Effectiveness hinges on three implementation realities. Adoption requires that programs reach populations at highest dementia risk, typically older, less mobile, or economically disadvantaged individuals for whom traditional gym-based strength training is inaccessible. Adherence,